Malam Keen, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is Some Imperfections. I am Deese.
I'm Abby.
I am Sierra.
And that noise in the background is Cash, if you can hear me.
That's my fur baby.
Sometimes I'm down here recording and I play back and I can hear him just briefly and just a little bit in the background. He's just making sure. That's just proof.
He's protective.
Yeah. It just make it proof these microphones work.
Yeah. Thank you, Cash.
So he's up there just making sure.
He just wants to be a part of it.
Yeah. He's got things to say. He's got a voice too.
He's just got FOMO.
Can't be silenced, that guy. So welcome to the show, guys. Thank you for coming around. We got another great episode. We've got some great questions, topics, some things we're going to talk about today. As always, if you have questions or topics, things you want to submit, go to our Instagram page, some.imperfections on Instagram, or follow us on Facebook at some.imperfections, and submit through on Airtable. There's a link on there for Airtable. We've got you can submit anonymously your topics and questions and we'll take them, or direct message us individually or on any of the pages and we can get you figured out here. So we've had a good outpouring and we appreciate it as well. You can find us on Spotify now also. We've had a pretty good, we're getting a pretty good following over there too. I like it. It's good to get everyone kind of on the different pages and different spots. And you can pretty much find us anywhere major, any major podcast distributors. So
big time.
Yeah.
So how's everyone doing?
Good. Pretty good. Yeah. I'm a little crampy. So I'm sipping on some hot tea tonight.
Hot tea? Yeah.
I don't mean to be laughing. I just think it's funny that it has to be at the same time.
Oh, Deese, you're an angel.
Yeah, you are.
No.
The fangs might come out in this one.
No. This My tea is called Peach Tranquility, so I am going to be...
Oh, the one I just burnt my mouth on.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to be peaceful. Yeah. You, maybe not.
That's what you're sipping on.
Yeah. What you drinking?
Me?
Yeah. Sierra's drinking the same thing as me. Oh, yeah. Boy.
I'm not going to be drinking that just yet until it cools down. Yeah. So I'll stick with my water.
Yeah, to be clear, I have not taken one drink of my tea yet.
She learned the lesson through me.
Sierra's drinking medicated burn cream.
Yes.
Because her whole mouth is on fire.
I will literally have cracks on my lips tomorrow.
I am drinking on... the new Safeway Select version of their soda water, which I'm not pleased with. Mm-hmm. I'll be writing a sternly worded letter to the CEO, to Mr. Way himself, letting him know that I am not pleased with their switch. They switched from Soleil
R.I.P.
soda water to some sort of Safeway Select seltzer. And I'm not loving it. Their flavor selection's not good.
No,
not
even
as,
the packaging's not as cute.
It's really not.
And it's a mouthful. I'm all for an alliteration. Mm-hmm. Not this one though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Safeway Select soda seltzer. Soda seltzer.
How many
Sudsy water.
You know, before they at least, you know, they were Soleil. It sounded fancy.
Yeah.
It mimicked LaCroix. So it made you think you were fancy as LaCroix, even though you weren't. You know, you're buying it with an EBT card, but you're still drinking it with a pinky up, with your head to the sky, chin up.
Chin
now,
up.
Now I cover it up. I
paint all my cans.
Yeah, I put a malt liquor label over it so people think I'm destitute.
Think you're tough.
Yeah. It's just not. So I'm drinking on that. I'm savoring the end of my Soleil and into this soda water. I'm not loving it, but
yeah, rest in peace.
I know.
Yep.
So it's all right.
God, what a horrible what you're sipping on.
It didn't go very well.
My whole body's cramping, so I have hot tea. Yeah, me too. And now my mouth's burnt. What do you got, Deese? This horrible soda water. That I hate.
Well, that's why The people we've reached out to for sponsorship for SIP should reply back to us.
Yeah,
and then
they
we'd
should.
Be dipping on something we enjoy and something all the people can enjoy,
heck,
such as crystal clear Pepsi. The choice of
or a local kombucha.
Or a local kombucha. Seems more realistic. I have this dream to get crystal clear Pepsi, a soda that doesn't even exist anymore as a sponsor, because that's the kind of things I think of. The shittiest soda from 29 years ago.
It freaks me out a little bit that it's clear.
It freaks me out.
Do you remember crystal clear Pepsi, Sierra?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're of the age to remember that as I am. That's whereas Abby does not. I don't know if it was wildly popular or they just really good marketing for like, it was really great marketing for like 16 months. It was everywhere. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. then it was nowhere.
No, and it wasn't very popular. I remember seeing it like, oh yeah, I forgot that that exists.
Yeah, but like at the time though, at the time, did it seem popular?
No.
No, it was just everywhere. Okay.
It was everywhere, but I don't remember people drinking it a lot.
It's just marketing.
Yeah.
They just really wanted it to be popular.
Yes, they did.
And nobody bit, and then they're like, all right, we're
out. It was before like healthy green, like it was before it really became like a thing. I think they were just trying at the wrong time.
Yeah, I don't even remember what, like, why it was, because I read up on it the other day, and like, yeah, it was basically just tasted like Pepsi, just a mm-hmm. little less acidic, too. I'm like, so it's the same thing, it's just clear?
Well, if I remember correctly, it was, like, syrupy.
Was that?
It tasted way different.
Did it? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah,
really.
If I remember it, I remember it being like that.
Yeah, the weird shit they've done with soda and stuff, so.
It's weird. Have you ever, Tori and I went through this phase where we were drinking those Bang energy drinks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Those are clear.
Yep.
I don't know what I was expecting.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't clear.
Those should... Those
they creep me out now, but I loved them at one point.
Yeah, it freaks me out a lot. Mm-hmm.
I assume they have the same consistency as ethanol, the way they're like...
Seriously?
The things they do to your body.
I know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Someone convinced me they were like the healthy energy drink, so mm-hmm. I said... Okay, and I didn't ask any questions.
Yeah, I don't know. Nothing that comes in a can that big.
No.
Yeah. It has
should be labeled healthy at all.
Or called
yeah.
Bang.
Or Bang.
Yeah. It has neon colors. Like anything that's called blue, anything that uses the word raspberry
or
and
unicorn?
Spells raspberry with Z's,
yep.
like is not,
yes. nailed it.
Is not healthy. That's what I know.
Or birthday cake flavored.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What does that mean?
Just a lot of sugar.
Right. Exactly. like. Exactly. And you're going to regret it. It means you'll be happy for 7 minutes and realize the people around you aren't really your friends and you're going to crash.
Oh.
Like that's.
I just remember getting like halfway through it and being like, I can't finish the rest.
No. Yeah. That's why it was perfect. Because Tori and I always split them.
Uh-huh.
Cotton candy bangs, baby.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Tavis and I would split one when it was our first year on the road. And we were like, these things are great.
Weren't they great?
They get us through like yeah. hours of driving.
Yeah. They saved me a few times.
I bet.
That Tri-City drag is boring.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Those kept me nice and alert.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to admit that I was even hooked there for a bit. It was like my go-to.
Uh-huh.
Every gas station. Oh, yep. They're on sale. I'm going to grab a few extra.
Ooh, what's this?
2 for $5.
Starburst?
Yes.
What's that flavor?
Yeah, like the red, white, and blue
yes.
popsicle.
Oh my god!
What were those? What are those? Rocket or
rocket pops?
Rocket pops.
Yeah, that's what it tasted like.
I've never had I've had sips of a Bang, but I've never had a whole one. I've never bought one. I've had a couple sips, and I'm like, I can't.
Don't waste.
I can't drink this. You know,
mm-mm.
It's too much. My little heart starts. I'm like, Jesus! I'll just do meth.
I remember them making me feel really happy.
Yeah.
He's just a hummingbird. That's why he doesn't eat so much sugar, because his little heart can't take it.
It's just that, yeah, I don't need to be that. Like, how awake do I need to be?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm good. I'll just stay. I'll just drink lots. I drink a lot of coffee. I drink way too much caffeine still, but... I don't need all that other stuff.
Not all the sugar.
Yeah, the sugars, and I don't do any, and I like try not to do that. But
then maybe you shouldn't get the chai and eggnog.
Yeah, I do like a little eggnog every now and then.
It's
though.
So good.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Except for that one eggnog.
Okay.
Oh, the eggnog that you got when we were together?
Yep.
Oh, was that bad?
Guys, so Deese told me he loved eggnog. I've never been a giant fan, but I was like, oh, he likes eggnog. Like, we were at Huckleberry's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they had this like natural eggnog. And I was like, oh, I'm going to do this nice thing. So I bought it. And I gave it to him. And no, I think I gave it. You took a drink first. Sierra took a drink first.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Remember?
Oh, yes.
And you were like, don't tell him we opened it.
Yes. Yes.
And this thing was like pancake mix.
It was thick.
Yeah.
It was so thick.
Yeah. It was more like it was actual hard boiled eggs are this dense. Yes. As this eggnog. Mm-hmm. Like this is what they use to seal chips in the International Space Station when they get hit with debris.
You could like, grout your tile with this.
Yeah.
Hey, I remember it being good.
I do. This it was just so
but
thick.
But I did have just like a sip. I did.
Yeah.
Very, very little.
You mean a bite?
A bite. I did have a bite of pancake batter.
Did you shake it up first or just take a sip off the top?
I don't remember.
Okay. I drank a little bit when she first brought it home and I'm like, okay, like that's pretty thick. And I kept trying to go at it and I'm like, I don't think I can drink this. So I'm like, how do I, and here's my problem. I grew up, two problems. Like I grew up poor. I don't know if this chicken or the egg, but I grew up poor and I hate waste.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I hate wasting any type of food. Like I'm the type of guy, like if I have a bottle of brown mustard that's going to expire in 9 days, I'll buy a chub pack of Polish dogs and eat those for breakfast, lunch, and dinner just to not waste half a bottle of, you know, mustard. So I'm like, how do I repurpose this? So I'm like, maybe I'll use it in my coffee, you know, like as a little, like as creamer, right? Yeah. Like a little, give it a little flavor. You know, so I poured it in the bottom of the glass of my mug and then put the coffee over thinking, you know, hot liquid over the top of it. It'll uh-huh. dissipate it, stir it up a little.
Curdled like crab.
I drank my coffee. It tasted very little difference. And then I got to the bottom and there's just like a 3/4 inch just solid cement, you know, it just coagulated on the bottom. Yeah. Like terra firma just got, you know, and I'm like, oh my God, this stuff.
I can't
is,
even.
Yeah. I don't know if you're supposed to drink it. Soon. I don't know what to do to your inside. Just seal you up.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Sorry about that one.
Yeah.
No, it was a great thought. But
you tried.
Yeah. I appreciate it. But I didn't. And I tried. It was just nothing. No way you could go with that.
I know. It probably took you like 7 seconds just to pour it into your coffee cup.
Yeah. I had to heat up the room temp, get the room temperature up to over 80. Get a little Bunsen burner out and some beakers. A nuclear reactor. Get its core up.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was quite an ordeal.
Oh.
I don't know who makes that and thinks this is what people want to drink.
Then didn't you almost get him like was it a goat milk one? Wasn't there
Probably.
Another one?
There was a whole bunch.
That looked it was looked thicker.
They
so
just
I can
look,
imagine.
The packaging gets you, man.
Yep.
They look all homemade and
yeah.
farm fresh.
Yeah.
It was too fresh. That needed more time to become milk.
This was sour cream.
Yeah.
Or cheese.
It was just
unfiltered.
Still right. I don't know what happened to that one, but so anyway.
All right, guys.
So yeah, everyone's been good though. Good weeks. Everyone's good. We've
really
been kissing last time
week,
we checked in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good week. Sierra and I both like just have been working so freaking hard, too hard, experienced uh-huh. a little bit of burnout. And so this last week we took a step back and have just been like giving back to ourselves more.
Yeah.
Our, like, getting back in touch with our own practice, which we let kind of fall to the wayside. So meditating more, doing yoga more, writing. It's been really, really refreshing.
Yeah, we both had, like, this mutual, like, fall of, like, okay, we need to get back to ourselves.
Yeah.
Big time.
Totally. And it was, like, a realization, not just in a few weeks, but, like, a few months.
Yeah.
But this has been piling up, so... it's felt so good.
Yeah.
It's felt so good. And the, like, on the other side of things, our business is blossoming and, like, doing so well. So,
well, what's the name of your business?
Well, it's funny you ask. It's called I Am, and you can find us on Instagram at I Am Alliance or our website, iamalliance.me. Hit us up. We love talking to you guys. And if you're around and local to Spokane, Washington, we've got donation meditation every Wednesday and Saturday.
It's amazing.
Yeah, limited spots. So check us out there. Or just come say hi.
Yeah. Just come check out the space.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
So it's been a good week of kind of revitalizing, recuperating a little bit.
Yeah.
It's kind of that. I mean, it's end of the year, although it barely feels like this year doesn't. It's hard to quantify this year even starting. It's almost over and never really started. And, you know, I feel like a lot has happened this year, but also nothing has happened. Yeah. It's a weird, it's very strange.
Yeah, it
you
is.
You know, it's time, this time, this year was not linear.
No.
No. I don't even feel like the months went in order. Like, it's December,
right?
Christmas is next week.
Yeah,
what?
God,
it just feels so interesting.
Hanukkah is now, maybe.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
I think so.
Don't know for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I see people lighting candles on their Instagram stories.
Oh, that's good. That's a good.
So
point.
I think it is.
Okay, that's how I think that's
Happy
how.
Happy Hanukkah.
Yes.
Yes.
Happy holidays to whatever you do.
Happy solstice.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Kwanzaa.
Yeah, what else? What are we missing?
Festivus.
There's a solar eclipse tonight.
Is there?
This morning, tomorrow.
No, it's the 21st, I thought.
I thought it was now.
Is it now?
I don't know. Gabby said it was Monday, so maybe this.
Well, yeah, because it is the new moon. So.
This is... Abby and I were talking about this the other day, but Sierra, I want to get your input on this, how you feel on this. We were talking about eclipses. And like when I was a kid, I felt like an eclipse was like every 9 years, they're like, it's the eclipse. This is it. You got to watch this one.
It was special.
You got to see. It was a big deal.
It was.
And now it's like.
Not a big thing.
An eclipse is like every other weekend. It's like, hey, we're having an eclipse again or whatever,
well,
you know.
And I think it's such a different time. Like there's so many other things that, I mean, maybe this is the wrong way to answer this or way to look at it, but they want us to be paying attention to other things, you know, where before there was nothing to pay attention to.
It's like, yeah,
so it was
eclipse.
Like really cool. Yeah. But, like, you know, the eclipse isn't as cool as a pandemic.
Cut
so.
This Rice Krispie treat box into glasses to look at a eclipse, look at the eclipse. And now it's like, now, you know,
now you don't hear about it because it's just not as important.
Dang. That's a good perspective. Bring them back.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But why talk about anything joyful or exciting? You know, let's talk about all the things that are causing all the problems in our
get your crystals out, guys. Cleanse your tarot decks.
Yes,
the time is now
to the eclipse because it's important. It happens for a reason.
Which kind of eclipse is this?
Solar.
That's the one where the sun and the moon go in different directions.
They pass one another.
One goes on top of the other. One, that's how, which one is it? Which one is this, which one?
The moon would technically be in front of the sun.
That's a solar?
A lunar eclipse is the
when
moon.
When they're all in line.
Where the, but the moon is not in front of, no, there's something else. What else is it?
I think it's when they're all directly lined up. The sun, earth, and moon. Like a
right, and a solar is just the moon and the sun. I guess that doesn't make sense to me.
Like the order of them.
Right.
So like picture this. Sun,
moon.
Earth, moon, lunar eclipse. Sun, moon, earth, solar eclipse. I could be so wrong, guys. Mm-hmm.
But well, that makes it makes sense.
You said it with confidence.
That's
so.
What it's like.
It makes sense for an eclipse.
Yeah.
But for both, it would make sense. So
the moon blocks out the sun.
Right.
It's a solar eclipse. That's what I'm going to say.
Yeah. Well, I agree with you.
Okay.
I mean, I would think that.
All in.
Yep. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's that. That's your
correct
eclipse.
Me if I'm wrong.
Somebody.
Yeah, somebody.
Let's get an astrologist on here.
We'll just
message me on IAM's page.
We'll just Google it.
Please.
All right. Should we get into our message boards? Questions
yeah,
for the day?
See yeah, what yeah, we should. This one's a big one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which guys, your submissions are awesome. Keep sending them in. The more detailed, the better. We've got some like
yeah.
really awesome submissions with mm-hmm. tons of detail, and it just makes it easier for us to
mm-hmm.
navigate
and
talk about.
Yeah, and to be able to combine some of the more vague ones
yeah.
to it.
Yeah. So thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sierra, yeah. do you want to read that one for us?
Yeah. So, okay. I have always been a firm believer of the separation of church and state with many cases. As my significant other and I start our own business together, I'm learning that it's hard for me to separate my wanting of love and support from my boyfriend and constructive criticism from my business partner. I know we work well together on all levels, but I'm stuck in the limbo of not being used to sharing work and responsibility on a professional scale. Here's the thing. I work well with others and I encourage feedback regardless the outcome. But now I'm sharing my passion with my significant other and it gets foggy. There's a lot there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot. I'm just rereading it in my head.
Well, the first thing I would say is create business hours with each other in your home. Otherwise, you're going to end up where it's work all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, create that separation of church and state, as you say in this instance, you know, as you call it.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, you know, these hours of the day, you know, if your business is, you know, whatever your business is, say 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, just for sake of conversation, you know, that's when
mm-hmm.
you guys talk about work stuff. Mm-hmm. When you guys, after that, don't bring work home. Don't keep that work energy going. Don't talk about it as much. Find other things to do and distract yourselves. Otherwise, you're going to find yourselves in that constant struggle of not only maybe how you guys navigate each other, but also feeling like you're always at work.
Yeah.
Which mm-hmm. can really wear yourself down.
Yeah.
Totally.
I think Sierra and I have experienced this.
Yes. Deeply.
Yeah. We are business partners, as you mm-hmm. guys all know. And we love what we do.
So much.
So much. We could talk about it all of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we have. And I think that's what led to some of this burnout.
Mm-hmm.
These expectations just piling up. Do more. Get this done.
Mm-hmm. What our ego continues to sit there and tell
yeah.
us that, you know, because we want to create. We sit and create and, yeah. And we just want to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
But to be able to also tell our ego to kind of take a back seat as far as like things can still be fulfilling
mm-hmm.
And purposeful.
Mm-hmm.
Just like in this relationship that she's stating, that when you can separate church and state, when you can separate like the business person
mm-hmm.
and the, you know, the partner,
yeah,
that you can even down to the learning to not live in a state of offense. Like, okay, I'm not talking to my boyfriend in this conversation. This is my business partner. You know what I mean? Like, whatever conversation we're having, or if we don't see eye to eye on the same thing, like, this isn't something that you take back to the bedroom, if that makes sense. It's like to learn how to discern that.
Yeah. And instantly,
my mind just goes to what maybe you're attaching your worth to. Because that's where, like, the non-offense comes. Mm-hmm. Living in a state of non-offense is your worth isn't attached to this byproduct, this thing exactly. that you create. Your worth is inherent. It's in you. So when someone criticizes that, it doesn't mm-hmm. affect you as it might if you are really attached to the thing you're creating.
Absolutely. Yeah, because that's, like you said, it's not your identity. Mm-hmm. This is, you are so much more behind what this is.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And, you know, we're going to hear opinions come and go. Mm-hmm. And even more importantly, from the ones that we love mm-hmm. and want their opinion. Mm-hmm. And it can be really trying, but it's trusting mm-hmm. yourself and believing in yourself enough that's
all. And the relationship. Yeah.
Yeah.
That your boyfriend isn't here, I'm assuming, to spite you.
Exactly.
He's in this partnership on both fronts also. Mm-hmm. So I mean, it's so easy to say, but I know it can feel personal or
totally.
Hurt sometimes. Yeah. And our ego wants us to be perfect. And mm-hmm. we aren't. None of us are. Mm-hmm.
And that's for compassion.
Totally.
For yourself and
just let an allowance to let yourself mess up in your business.
Yeah.
Like if you're specifically, if you're like whatever you're creating, mm-hmm. push that limit, like make yourself fail. Like,
yeah,
be allowed to fail, because that's the only way, like getting those things out is the only way you're going to achieve your ultimate vision, is by getting all that stuff out of you. So see those little failures or any kind of criticism, any way you might be able to improve as victories.
Yeah, I can agree with that more. Mm-hmm. And how beautiful those things are that come out of those moments mm-hmm. of failure, that you're like, okay, well, that I wasn't a fail. I've learned.
Totally.
You know, like that happened for me. Mm-hmm. This is happening for us. So,
and even if you can't see it yet, because of that failure, you're mm-hmm. one step closer.
Yeah.
So,
exactly.
I think one of the key things I'm seeing here too is the one of the sentences at the end is, but now I'm sharing my passion with my significant other and it gets foggy. Maybe reframing that in your own mind, because keep in mind, he's sharing his passion with you too. Mm-hmm. You guys are sharing your passion together. It's not your thing he gets to do, and it's not his thing you get to do. It's you guys' thing you get to do together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think looking at it that way, because if you start looking at it, well, this is my thing or this is his
yeah.
thing, it starts to create barriers and unnecessary boundaries that could build animosity instead of
totally.
Bridges that create the ability for people to kind of, you know, work through things together. Mm-hmm. That's creating up. That's can, you know, inadvertently build some interesting barriers that you're unintentional.
That is a great point.
It is, which, you know, communication. So whenever you're feeling like something needs to be said mm-hmm. or you are offended mm-hmm. or whatever, don't keep that. Don't hold that.
Yeah.
I mean, you and I, even mm-hmm. just in our work, mm-hmm. it's like whenever there's something that is riding on us kind of heavy, mm-hmm. we have to express it. We mm-hmm. have to share that.
You know? And the good stuff.
Totally.
Celebrate the good stuff. Like, mm-hmm. don't hold back on that front either.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And I guess in any business, there's like, you do hold, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Passion
mm-hmm.
behind it. So it can feel like, vulnerable to share mm-hmm. with other people,
mm-hmm.
especially in a creative outlet, I would mm-hmm. argue. And I don't know if we've talked about this on any of our previous episodes, but there's something that's always stuck with me that I listened to on another podcast. And they said an artist or creative will, like, the fastest way to shut them down is to threaten them.
Mm-hmm.
And so just be really conscious when you guys are giving each other feedback or criticism
mm-hmm.
Of keeping it safe for each other and even if the person giving the criticism feels like they're doing that job, like doing a good job of that, if you're feeling threatened by the things they're saying, like open that conversation up. Mm-hmm. As simple as that. Like, I am feeling this way based on your feedback. Mm-hmm. And like, it's going to get to a deeper root.
And I feel like in that those feelings, as if they're being fueled by encouragement and inspiration to one another, mm-hmm. it can be, it would be more gently accepted mm-hmm. and given. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't always just have to be from a place of I disagree mm-hmm. or I don't like that.
Well, it could be something like totally harmless, something that like was never intended to be threatening. But sometimes our trauma responses can flare up.
Yeah. Big time. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So it's important. It could be as simple as having a conversation, and that could resolve that from here on out.
Mm-hmm. I think once you kind of, if you create clear roles and expectations mm-hmm. with everyone and what their, you know, what one person's job essentially is in the business, you know, everyone has their, like, we delegate, you do these things, I do these things, and we have these clear expectations and goals that we both get done. Mm-hmm. And then again, having that separation when those hours are up of work to be able to say, okay, we're not in work mode anymore. Now mm-hmm. we are in relationship mode. And when we're in work mode, I mean, we're still in a relationship, but we're talking to each other as partners, you know, in this business more than just partners in life.
Mm-hmm. Different kind of like respected levels too.
And that builds so much trust. Yeah. In those responsibilities, like delegating, mm-hmm. especially going back to what you said, Deese, about your passion, like you're sharing each other's passions. So there is a huge level of trust going into, okay, totally. I trust you to fulfill this part of the business
project
mm-hmm. whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. I think that's a really healthy way to
that constant communicating mm-hmm. and of all of your feelings are just as important as communicating the project itself. Mm-hmm. You know, just that openness is key, and trusting your feelings and trusting all of it. Mm-hmm. Just don't ignore it.
That being said, I think, you know, if you're with the right person and you've decided to start a business together and you have similar interests, being in that position with your partner can be very rewarding and fulfilling, and actually mm-hmm. easier in ways too. You know, if you guys have similar passions and are on the same path, you know, kind of knowing each other's instincts and wants and desires and expectations levels, and already kind of have a base of how you do communicate in a healthy way in relationships, it can potentially make partnership even easier than with, you know, someone who you don't have that existing relationship with already.
Totally.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like it definitely changes in a good way when your partner gets to see you as a business partner, also open up confidently in something else that you don't normally share, you know, mm-hmm. behind closed doors. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. just being able to share who you are and your gifts that you have on this like work level mm-hmm. that are so different from just a relationship mm-hmm. kind of love.
Yeah.
You know, a love and passion for something else.
Yeah. I mean, again, it's one of those things I think if you're thinking about it, you're probably gonna be okay. You know, I always say, like, if someone, you know, when people ask me for advice about something, you know, whether it's whatever, if someone's like, I don't know what to do with, I, you know, worry about this with my kids, and I just hope they think I'm a good dad or mom or whatever. It's like, if they're thinking about that, you're probably already a good parent. Mm-hmm, yeah. Do you know who doesn't think about that shit? Bad parents. Like, they just don't. They don't care because they're self-centered assholes and they're not thinking about their kids first. So if you're cognizant of it, you're probably already halfway there, mm-hmm. you know, and don't even realize it, you know. That's, I think it's just being able to not be afraid to just have the conversations early and often is important. You know, don't let things build up. Just, you know, have the conversations. You know, little conversations avoid big conversations.
Yes.
Or like conversations that maybe are blown out of proportion, I should say. When you have little conversations daily, nothing ever becomes a big issue. You know, that's kind of, I'm a firm believer in that in general in life, but especially with, you know, anyone you're in partnership with, whether it's romantically or business wise or anything. Yeah, you just talk to them daily about everything that's going on in the little stuff. Then it just, you never really have to have a big conversation like, oh, okay, take a seat.
Yeah.
We got a lot to talk about. It's like, yeah, you have a lot to talk about because you have been bottling shit up for 6 months.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know,
totally. I just read another part of this. Hard to separate wanting love and support from my boyfriend and constructive criticism from my business partner. We kind of touched on this, but reframing constructive criticism to be supportive.
Yeah.
It's not, criticism isn't bad.
No.
Or hateful.
It's healthy.
It's healthy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And think about it as like pushing you to that, to what you are so capable of doing. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just pushing that project, that whatever it is you're creating,
to like let that be the fuel
that
encourages you and inspires you to maybe even step outside of that box just a little bit, because it could be a really healthy way for you to step outside of your box, because that's also to kind of tag on to what Deese just said, that like all the healthy criticism and everything comes from these expectations that one or the, that we have, that we now know are expectations because we've communicated it to one another. Mm-hmm. So when we can step into that more lightly, then that constructive criticism can come off way more comfortable.
Totally.
Well, you guys are partners and on the same team too. So it's not like, you know, if you're giving each other criticism on work, it's because you're both trying to get the best version of the product you're both working on. So it's not like someone else who doesn't have any stake or, you know, any, you know, they don't have any, he's got a stake in it too. He wants it to be as great as possible also, just like you do. So you're both just doing insane things to help improve it, you know, not just for the sake of being critical.
Right. Right.
We would always say in design, like, as soon as it becomes your baby, you have to gotta let it go or kill it, because that's when the growth stops. Like, that's when pushing your project ends, because you've just crafted this thing that you're too attached to alter in any way. Which I think, like, we've experienced with I Am. I, like, have loosened the reins a lot in coming years. I kind of gripped hard in the beginning, and you were so patient with
me. But also because, I mean, it is something that you feel so, I mean, it is your baby. You know, it was your baby for so long, you know, that of course you don't want anybody coming in and like tampering with your like thoughts and ideas and dreams of it. And that's like, when I said at the beginning, how our ego can just be gentle with it and give it a little bit of grace, because your ego is going to be like, but wait, that's not how I picture it. That's not a, the perfect, you know, and you and I still are like, can we, one of us will say like, let's do this or how about that? And so there's just kind of that negotiating.
But it's, I'm so lucky and grateful for you.
Oh, I am. Yeah.
Because seriously, I look back and just right now, like, think about how much I have like loosened and my, like, the trust that's built between us, and the, I just have way less like, what's the word, I'm like, ownership, like I don't feel like possessive about this business anymore, which is nice.
And I think it shows too in other businesses when you can tell that there's that gripping or that there's no evolving, you know, and that can happen to us as individuals, that can happen to us in a partnership or, you know, lovers, whatever. And I think when we start to allow that evolution to be a partnership, no matter what the scenario, then we're like, oh my gosh, I wasn't failing at all. I was just holding back, evolving.
The last couple of months. I mean, how many micro expressions of this do we need to experience until we get it?
Yeah.
But yeah, loosening those reins is a beautiful, beautiful
thing. And that you're going to be so thankful. You're going to feel so good when you're like, okay, I can let that go. I'm okay with that. Doesn't have to be like, why does it have to be a specific way? Or if it's something that you absolutely feel passionate about that you need to have, just, you know, like Dee said, talk about it. Mm-hmm. Make that clear.
Yeah. And also, I would say, you know, like I kind of in the on the inverse of having boundaries and making time for, you know, specific kind of hours for the work. Don't get lost in the work and let your relationship get lost in the work either. Make have specific, like, I think people are, especially now, it's in this kind of pandemic time, it's easy to not have structure in your life because time isn't really real, like we were talking earlier. It's just a weird, like, flow of non-time that barely exists because, like, calendars and nothing's open. Make time for you guys, like, regular time for you guys that is kind of a schedule, you know, on, you know, Wednesday nights, we, whatever, we make salads and we have '80s dance party night in the living room or whatever. Like,
I want to come.
Yeah, me
invite
too.
Invite me. Let's
got to wear a mask. 6 people only, 6 feet away. but I mean, have that time where you guys, that no matter what is going on with work or how frustrating things could be or difficult, you know, challenging things maybe with work. Have that time where, you know, it's not you just get home and you're tired and you go your separate places in the house and, you know, he plays PlayStation and you watch CSI or I don't know what normal people do. but like, spend time together, you know, have those moments where you guys spend time together and intentionally and purposefully and meaningfully.
And to make that break, like if you feel that there's that tension when you're working on whatever project or thing, and you just feel that it's like, okay, break. Like, that's okay. You don't have to, the work's going to be there tomorrow.
Yeah.
It'll be there later.
Yeah.
And you just know, like, this is affecting us in a negative way. There's no reason to push through that.
And sometimes you don't know right away. Sometimes it's not a super conscious thought. I was very stuck in that last week. And I think we both were kind of, I think we had just talked about it. And then the next day we went to the grocery store during work, like we left the office, we went to the grocery store together, got lunch, and then we sat in the car for like a half hour talking about our own personal lives, and we looked at each other and we're like, oh my god, I missed this.
Yeah,
like we needed this.
Yeah,
because we'd been neglecting that part, like making that time for ourselves as friends, to feel supportive of each other and like be able to talk about things. So yeah, that is
absolutely. And I feel like business owners, entrepreneurs, people just, I guess maybe with that mindset can get so stuck on so much productivity and so much of the creativity that you have dehumanized yourself.
Yeah.
That like these human experiences, all of a sudden you're like, wait, I don't even remember the last time I sat down with a friend and talked to her about my life.
Oh my God. How have you been actually?
Yeah. Like, oh, so how did that come out? Or how did that little, you know, or whatever it is, like the contract that you wrote up, you know, it's always work, 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 work. Uh-huh. And when you're
got to do this, got to do this.
Yeah.
Did you reach out to so-and-so?
Exactly. And you just get used to that, which is not a healthy thing.
No. And don't let it get to burnout exhaustion mode.
And don't get stuck on the word balance, because it's not that there has to necessarily be balance. It's just being cognizant of that when it's happening.
Your capacity.
Capacity, exactly.
Also get into couples therapy now. Okay, so
we needed that.
I mean, maybe, I don't know.
I know a really good counselor.
I know two awesome life coaches. And
two awesome life coaches.
So I think they'll be okay.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited for you guys.
I know. You guys are going to do great.
It sounds new.
Yeah.
It sounds exciting. Yeah, get these. Set your schedule.
Yeah. I read a lot of drive. Like, you guys just have a lot of drive, it sounds like. And I want to know what you're creating. Mm-hmm. Tell me all the things. Give me all the details.
Update us. Send us more info.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And update us on how it goes, starting this new endeavor together.
I love that. I love power business couples.
And yeah, exactly. People love that. People love share about it. Talk about all that good stuff. We need some good stuff to read and see. Yeah.
Should we tie it into one of our less specific submissions? What do we got?
Strategies for empowering yourself and moving forward.
Yeah. Well,
because that kind of ties in a little.
It does.
Yeah.
It does. Strategies for empowering yourself and moving forward. Okay, so insinuating some stuckness and maybe some...
Well, if we were going to tie it into what we just talked about, I would even say empowering and moving forward goes back to reflection. Mm-hmm. So, like, if you were to take this new business, this new endeavor with a partner, just for the sake of example right now, reflecting on it all the time and journaling it and the whole process, and, you know, that'll help work through some things and move forward and empower you to say, oh, I forgot that this even happened. Like, all of a sudden you're encouraged by your own encouragement.
Reignited.
Yeah, exactly. So I just feel like reflecting plays a huge role in moving forward and motivation and empowerment for sure. Because then you get to see of how far you've come and you may have forgot.
Yeah.
I'm going to say two things that are going to contradict each other, but they're going to make sense when I'm done.
Okay. I love it.
Routine and whimsy. Routine will make you better at moving forward. It seems counterintuitive, but finding a routine that works for you, not any routine, not a boring routine, finding a routine that works for you, having a schedule. In some sense, I think that's one of the benefits of like what the co-working space that I am has. A lot I know from as someone who works from home most of the time, working from home can be difficult. It can be distracting. It's hard to have a routine because you're at home. You can play with your dog. You can get up and have a snack. You can, you know, fiddle with your stuff. You can want to, you know, rearrange your dress shirts by color. You know, there's like you have 100 options of things you can do where, you know, you say you go to like a co-working space such as you guys have.
Yeah.
All of a sudden you feel more like you're at work. And having a routine where like on these days I do this, this is my schedule. It just makes you more proactive and actually active in actively participating in the things you do. Having said that, everyone needs a break occasionally and some whimsy. I'm a big fan of whimsy, doing fun, silly things that keep you young at heart, taking those breaks.
Yeah.
Because if you're just working and just in that routine, then you're not being productive. You're going to slow down and you're not going to be as happy. You're going to dredge through those times and you're only working. But if you're just playing, on the other hand, that play is really not as fulfilling either. It's that reward for the work you've gotten done. So find that line and find your routine. You know, like, again, personally, it's wake up, you know, coffee, yoga, meditation, a little bit of writing, get into some projects, things like that for the day. And it's, you know, That works for me. Whatever yours is, you know, that's for you to find out. But those things will help you empower yourself and move forward, because you're going to find that, you know, momentum of moving like a train. A train is very slow at first, but once it gets going, the momentum really is what's propelling it.
Totally.
and propelling it very easily and efficiently. But when you start slowing down, it's hard to get that that power and speed back up.
Mm-hmm. Well, and both of those are that's so sustainable because you need your analytical mind to help decide and make a routine, which is 3D. And we talk about that in one of our master classes.
And have a whole module dedicated to developing a practice.
Exactly.
And a line. So it's very, very important.
Yeah. And to live in a state of enlightenment, we can't live there forever, which is 5D. But that's where whimsy comes in and being playful and how the energy field around you, mm-hmm. the quantum field actually changes. So you can attract all of the things mm-hmm. that you want out of that. So routine and whimsy is perfect. Gosh. It's a great combo.
And I hate to keep plugging ourselves.
I love it. Keep going.
If you didn't catch last week's episode of the podcast, mm-hmm. whimsy is a great way to heal your inner child. If you did catch that and you want more, we have a masterclass on the 21st called Nurture, where we talk more in depth about healing your inner child. But I think whimsy and fun and like a sense of play is the number one way to start that healing.
Amen. Yeah. Yeah. Letting loose, mm-hmm. letting it go, surrendering.
Yeah. Find something that works for you. I mean, everyone's got something different. But just something that's fun, mm-hmm. you know, like something that's, you know, like I love to go to trampoline parks. Mm-hmm. Super fun, super ridiculous. But tell you what, you get a little workout, you jump around for a while, you feel like a kid, and it just kind of gives you a chance to decompress. And then after that, you'll be more effective at anything else you're doing because you got that chance to kind of blow off that steam.
Wiggles out.
Yeah. Well, that's why they say dance. It's the first vibrational thing that you should do is move your body.
I love dancing.
Is the thing that helps, you know, expand all of that mm-hmm. in you in a spiritual way.
Love it. Big fan.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. Big fan. Big
as
fan.
As soon as my little ribbies heal, I will go dance.
Oh, did we update the people on that?
I don't know. Did we last week?
Sierra broke her ribs. Guys.
Oh, wait. Yeah, because we haven't since. Yeah.
Oh.
I broke two ribs. It sucks.
Ugh. Yeah.
That's all. It just sucks. It's dumb. It's really dumb. I don't know how many times I've adjusted myself on this chair. Because it just is silly.
How long has it been?
Two weeks.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks.
How's
2 weeks today.
How's it feeling?
Stiff.
Yeah.
Does it's it not feel as sore. Better?
Okay.
When I sneeze or yawn, I've found out if I yawn too big, it'll snap. It'll make like a snap noise. Mm-hmm. And it's snappy. She's like gagging. Yeah. And if it happens and if I'm moving at the same time, I literally can feel it like catching on flesh on the inside. And it's like the weirdest feeling.
Yeah.
It's disgusting, actually. I mean, it grosses me out knowing that it's even in me and that it's happened. The worst part is I am so in tune with my body in the worst way. Like, I can picture them healing and these little, like, microscopic cells going to work. Mm-hmm. And then I sneeze and then I feel like it breaks again. And I can see them, like, I don't know. It's hard to explain. It sounds ridiculous to probably even hear that, but
no, it makes sense.
Yeah, but they're fine. I mean, thank you, Hydros, and you know, some Eddies. I'm good. I'm fine.
Poor baby.
Makes a difference.
It does. At least I can sleep.
Yeah,
that's a big thing. Yeah.
And this is my first time ever taking like pain pills, mm-hmm. and it's a half. Mm-hmm. I don't even know how much it is, but I take a half just before I go to sleep, and it's helped a lot. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. You know, that and a shot of whiskey, that'll... Yeah.
If I drink, that would be great. But, you know, I have to resort to CBD rub and all the other great things.
Mm-hmm.
No shame.
Maybe now's the time to start.
Maybe. I guess so. Dad, I'm coming over and raiding your cupboards.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, when I used to get, like, crippling migraines, Laura Tab and just like a little bit of little nip of bourbon make a big difference. Ugh. And you'd sleep a lot better too.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure. But I've never had migraines. Never dealt with them. I've had one and it was crippling. So yeah. I can't imagine chronic.
Oof. Yeah, they can get real not fun.
I just remember seeing the little floaters. I was at work and I was telling one of my coworkers what was happening and I thought like I was going to have a stroke or like a heart attack or something was happening. I was so afraid because I've never had it happen. And she was just like, you're about to have a migraine. You need to get home. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what? Why do I have to get home? She's like, you're not going to be able to drive.
Oh.
And I'm not kidding. In like 5 minutes, all of a sudden, all I could see was a tunnel.
Oh, my. Yeah.
How I made it home. I should not have been driving because it was like pretty much blackout by the time I got to my house. Mm. And I stayed in bed for almost 48 hours.
Yeah.
It lasted forever.
That's crazy.
I couldn't imagine it chronically.
That's so strange. Like, what's the onset?
And I have no idea because it never happened again. And it had never happened before. And I mean, I was in front of a computer all the time, but I feel like I'm in front of a computer all the time now.
Yeah.
So I have no idea.
It's weird. Yeah, I've never really been able to pinpoint when or how or why. They just do.
Huh. Yeah. And that's actually right when I started, which I'm sure, I don't know if you've gone to the doctor for your migraines.
No. They try not to.
Yeah. I mean, I probably wouldn't recommend it, but because who knows what they're going
to
say.
They don't do anything when I go to the doctor.
When I went, I had to go for something else, and I had just mentioned to him, and that was when I started quitting off and on since then, drinking coffee, just because obviously caffeine heightens it. But anyways.
Yeah, I got migraines when I quit caffeine for a while years ago, but I had them before. And once I started picking it up again, caffeine, it just is. There were definitely different than the, I could tell the ones that were like coffee withdrawal migraine and then the, you know, your brain is collapsing with the weight of a black hole.
And it so is. It's so true. It's the weirdest thing. How they even exist.
I don't know. It's
our bodies are so weird.
God smiting us.
So our bodies are so great too, guys.
Yeah.
That's true.
They do the craziest things. I mean, there's so much science behind it. You know, metaphysically, we can talk about that. But, like, why? What is this doing?
I assume something from my past life I did wrong.
It's coming back.
No wonder I have so many migraines. Probably did a lot of shit wrong.
Hey, how resilient they are. Stuff to that. I was just listening to this podcast with Wim Hof and Aubrey Marcus. And he's, this guy, man.
He's like, amazing.
He is amazing. He's a little difficult to listen to because he's just like, own your life. Screaming at you.
Have you done any of his breath work before?
Yeah. And that's what he's talking about. He's like talking about releasing ancestral trauma through breath work and submerging yourself in very cold water.
Yeah.
And he's like, once you do that, I mean, you're naked. Like you have no, your body has to change from the inside out because you don't have anything. You don't have any external forces. It's kind of amazing. It's really inspiring.
Yeah, there's like a shower, cold shower but, challenge for it.
I've done it.
Yeah,
a couple times. Thanks, Eli. My friend Eli is the one that sent it to me a few years back. Not fun ever, but there's something to it. I would never take it to this, like a level that he does. It it just seems a little bit extreme to me, but it is amazing. Like the stuff that's stored in our bodies that we don't know where it came from. I mean, it had to be somewhere.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, like corn. Sometimes I poop and I'm like, I haven't had corn in forever. Where were you storing that?
Wait a second. That was from Monday and it's Friday? Hold up.
Yeah, I haven't had corn since the second Clinton administration. What is happening?
I love it.
Yeah, just like that. Just like that.
All right. Well,
I think I'm going to go home and eat some corn and take a cold shower. Yeah.
We'll update you next week.
We'll let you know if we found it or not.
We'll let you know what comes out of all of that.
Just breathe. Breathe while you do it. All right.
Thanks, Mr. Hoss.
Yeah.
So stupid.
Anything else? Anything? You guys got anything else? Or?
We're looking for sponsors. We are sent out some emails.
Something to sip on.
Something to sip on. So if you are listening, or anyone you know is a small business owner, local, that would be even cooler.
We just got a French press in the shop. So if anybody has some coffee that they want to donate to that cute little French press.
Yeah, we'll plug you.
Yeah.
All right.
That'd be great.
Yeah. Send them in. Sponsor us. We'll talk about you on the air and we'll drink your stuff and more.
Some like Tom Sawyer or I don't know. What are some other ones?
Swell.
Yeah. Thomas Hammer.
Other roasters.
Yeah. I don't know.
Sleepy Monk. North Fork.
Sleepy Monk. Come on, Oregon.
yeah. Send them in. Holla. We'll talk. Well, yeah. Sounds like a great idea.
Yeah.
We'll give it to all the guests, everyone that comes to the studio, we're at the shop.
Yeah. Rep it hardcore.
T-shirts. Yeah.
We'll put stickers on our cars.
We will.
We'll name our kids after
you. I'll get a tattoo.
Sure, me too.
I'm going to shave it in my head.
Okay.
There you go.
That's not as permanent for me.
I'm going to tattoo it on the inside of my eyelid, so all I ever see is your brand.
Oh, my gosh.
See, I don't know if you can. Can
no,
you see
you
the
can
inside
see
of
that.
Your eyelids?
Yes.
Do you have to have one eye open so you can get some light?
Oh, my gosh.
I don't think that's how that works.
I don't know.
You just reminded me of when we used to flip our eyelids inside out.
Can you do that?
Yeah,
I
used to do that when I was
that.
I can't do it.
I probably can't do it now.
My mom would
do
that to scare us when we were little.
It is creepy.
It sucks.
So creepy. No, thank you.
Great. Someone's mom paid attention to him. We get it.
Shout out Christy.
Yeah, shout out to Christy. I can't wait to see you next week.
Tom Cruise. Not Tom Cruise. Tom Hanks.
Oh, my gosh.
Tom Hanks did it again.
Tom Hanks. Yep. I love that hollandaise sauce one. Okay. All right. Well, tell the listeners where they can find you, too, at the shop and everything if they want to sign up for the classes and all that.
Yeah. You can find me and my personal Instagram at Authentic Abs. You can find all the I Am goodness at I Am Alliance. Hop on, say hi. What about you, C?
Yeah, come find me personally at sierras.vibe and down at the shop or wherever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Spokies, 309 West, 2nd Ave, Suite 103. We're in the back. Parking lot's back there, too. So.
Yep.
Downstairs on the left.
Downstairs on,
the right.
On the left. Well, yeah.
Take a left to get downstairs and
yeah,
the door
and
on
the
right.
Right. That's right.
But
yeah.
There's a sign outside.
Yeah.
But free parking. So park in the back. Come meet us.
We've got drinks, snacks.
Yep. Come down.
We have also some open slots that just became available for us for one-on-one coaching.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And quite the list. So get on it. Soon.
Yes. We've had a lot of people fill out the questionnaire for it.
Yeah.
All right. There you go. Go check them out. Follow them. As for me, guys, go to Deese.comedy on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all that. Listen to the Social Hour. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. We've got some great guests lined up. I'm excited for some of our upcoming guests. So take
a
listen.
Who?
Yeah.
We have coming up. We have a comic book legend. Artist, writer, creator of The Savage Dragon, co-founder of Image Comics, Eric Larson is going to be on the show.
Awesome.
Tomorrow, actually, if you're listening to this as it comes out, he'll be on the show tomorrow. No, next Tuesday. Sorry, I lied. also comic book writer, creator of a million things. He's written on X-Men, Avengers, Spider-Man, Hulk, Batman, Superman, Joe Casey is going to be on the show also.
Whoop.
And we've got some other people coming too. So,
so exciting.
Yeah, some fun stuff. Some people that have done some things.
Heck
so,
yeah.
Yeah, check that out. And yeah. There you go. Go to Patreon.com/DeeceComedy also to donate. Now we got some exclusive content for Patreon listeners.
Get on there.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Anything else?
Love you guys.
We love you. Keep sending them in. The more detail, the better.
Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, for some imperfections, I've been Deece.
I'm Abby.
I'm Sierra.
All right. Thanks, everyone. And we'll see you next week.
Peace.